you know, I see these universities come here and they say, Juan, we want you to speak to them and all this stuff. And I say, you know, I feel great because these are schools that wouldn't even let me in before. Now all of a sudden I'm going ahead and telling them what, you know, they're interested in what I have to say.
Right.
So that's nice. But I think our attitude is, you know, we want people to copy us and improve on what we do. And we want to learn from them as much as we are teaching them.
Okay. And, yeah. I mean, I could see how taking this model and picking it up and putting it in so many other places and to help other sustainability in other countries, especially third world, would be so important. The education component is so huge.
And you can do this almost anywhere.
Yeah.
You do not need to go ahead and have, you know, power generated with water.
Mm-hmm.
You could generate it with other things. You could be on the grid, but you can take the whole attitude. You can look at what you have. I mean, if you get lemons, make lemonade. But you can have that kind of, you know, can-do attitude, and you can bring hope to these people and say, wow, I can do that.
Are you going to be traveling to other places and talking, or do they want to ask you to come out? And
well, I just hired a general manager who has a lot of experience,
mm-hmm.
and he says, Juan, I'll run this, but you go out and talk.
I think that's a good idea. Would you do it?
Yeah, okay. I think so. I've been asked to go to a couple places already, but we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Great.
I enjoy this, and I want to enjoy what I'm doing.
Yes.
I don't necessarily want to go out and talk, but I think it's part of it. First of all, I have to make sure that this message gets out, that people come here. I mean, we put up signs on the road a week and a half ago.
You didn't have that before?
No. So, you know,
How did people find you before?
I was at the end of the road.
You're kidding.
And I was looking for people who wanted to come to the end of the road.
You're hilarious. Really?
Yeah. I mean, look, you got to be a certain type of person to come to this thing. And,
yeah.
And so if you're at the end of the road and want to find out what's there,
but if they don't know what it's about, but it doesn't, I guess they, yeah.
Well, you walk here, you get into this place, and you look and you say it's beautiful, but it's still, when you get to the front, it's like looking through the peephole of a door.
Yeah.
You see nothing,
yeah.
And that's what I wanted.
Okay.
I want people to be curious, because they need to be curious, they need to investigate things. So, I mean, I could make it all out there and do it obvious, but I don't want that.
Okay. Alright.
And I think there's also something important in that. It means that you don't have to be in the high traffic zone. You don't have to be, you know, out there flashing your red lights all the time. You
right.
can do things in the middle of nowhere, and people will find you if you're doing something of value.
And you had that confidence right from the start?
Yeah.
You just knew it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Instinct.
Have you always been good with instinct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've always relied on instinct all your life, pretty much?
Often, I should have relied on instinct.
Okay.
You know,
you learned to your left, but
yeah.
Instinct was, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you need to go ahead and develop that gut feeling,
yeah.
And say, yeah, you know, otherwise it's just stubbornness, but you need to go ahead and develop it a little bit. But I think more and more I rely on instinct.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.